The open government initiative or the president's desire is that we're a lot more transparent, that we have a lot more collaboration, and that we are a lot more participatory with our customers, the people that we govern. And that's the same thing that knowledge management looks for. It looks at our business process and how we share what we know so that we do our business process better. One is internal focused to begin with, and one is much more external focused. Even with knowledge management, though, you know that the knowledge that you need to do your job is not found only within the organization. It is external to your organization. So these two approaches marry up very well. And in fact, they complement each other.
You went through the Open Government Initiative. You developed plans. You were part of that process of transformation. Where do you see maybe some holes or some future challenges of where we got to work on this next to improve the knowledge management and openness in many ways?
Some of the tools are a little frightening to senior management because of the fact that you can see something right away that someone just thought of. For example, the tweet that was posted on my comment. And so we have to educate them that it's everyone has to be educated, but especially senior management has to understand that this is going to improve how the people are working. That is my issue with a culture change. The tools are there. We can use them straight away. It's just that we will do a much better job if we are informed, if we are aware, and if we have a goal in mind for how we're using them.
You talk about technology, and one of the things about technology is a piece of it, but it's really the people. But obviously, technology tools, process changes are important. What other ones are you looking at over the next few months?
One of the areas I mentioned before that FTA had a culture of sharing already. We simply didn't know how, and we simply didn't have a place to put some of the knowledge that we had captured or shared in a methodical approach. And one of the areas I felt that FTA could benefit from was to develop a knowledge portal. And it's a knowledge portal that's based on the business process. We've started doing that. We started doing that at the latter part of 2009. And what we've been able to do so far is come up with a skeleton of what that will look like using three different offices, three completely different offices with completely different business processes. One of which is one of our regional headquarters, and the other two are just headquarters offices dealing with research and innovation and dealing with congressional affairs. From those different processes, we've seen that this could be a tool that could help us improve how we're doing things. It would provide us a forum for collaboration, and it would also probably take a little bit away for the new people coming in and what's the mystery of the process that we have, because it will help us formalize our structure a lot more.
Is this tool something, obviously it's in pilot stage now, it seems like, is this something you hope to get full implementation over the next month or next 6 months? What kind of timeline?
So the three pilot offices, of course, will be ahead of the power curve regardless. But my goal is a virtual ribbon cutting October of this year.
All right, so we've got some work to do coming up. The other thing you mentioned was the idea of a knowledge management strategy. And you said you did a similar thing with the open government plan where you took the perspective of a SWOT, your strengths, your weaknesses, your opportunities, your threats. Are you going to do another SWOT as now that you're 2 years into the plan and see, okay, where have we progressed? Where do we still need to go? Or did the open government plan give you a pretty good roadmap to say, all right, we know where we are, now we know where we need to go?
The open government plan was focused a lot more strategically because it was looking at the Department of Transportation versus FTA. And at the time that created the strategy for FTA, the knowledge management strategy, didn't really think about using the SWOT analysis approach. I think it's a prime time when we look at 2 years down the road, because there is a strategy which we are trying to follow to do another SWOT analysis. I think it would be very helpful for us to stop, regroup, do another introspection, and then now that it's a little bit more mature within the organization, use some more feedback and input from the different people of the organization.
Let me switch gears on you and talk. I know we talked, this was about open government and transparency and collaboration, but knowledge management, as you said, is a big piece of this. Are you seeing from your perspective of at the Federal Transit Administration, whether knowledge management is getting more attention across government? Do you talk to some of your peers, and is it really taking hold, or is it still on a kind of piecemeal basis? Certain agencies get it, certain agencies are still look at it as something that'd be nice to do, but I don't have time for it type of perspective.
In my opinion, because I'm involved with the federal government's knowledge management community of interest, I believe it's taken hold. It has traction, and people get it at all levels, especially senior managers understand that the benefit of what we know and using it and applying it for innovation can save us time and money, and therefore make us better at doing our job to help support the American people. The only difference I see is some people are ahead. Some organizations are way ahead. For example, the Department of Defense, inherent in its nature, is the need to share what it knows really quickly. So they have a lot of activities and tools that are in place, and yet still they're not organize. And I would say that within the federal government, it's the organized approach to knowledge management that we do not have. There is not one definition. There is not one structure. People are doing it either ad hoc or very well, one of the two. I mean, that I am a chief knowledge officer is like oohed and aahed by other organizations who are just trying to come up with communities of interest who wouldn't it be great to have knowledge management. And so a little bit of organizing what we do would probably help us, because that will get the ear of other people, and specifically senior leaders.
Is that organization starting to happen? Is there a push coming either from DOD, since they're ahead, or reach out to bring people together from OMB because part of the performance management? Are you seeing any of that, or is it still a bit early? And as you said, there's an organization of knowledge managers, but it hasn't quite reached to the level where there's a more organized approach to this.
There was an attempt to do that organized approach and even propose have a federal chief knowledge officer, for example. I think we thought it too much. It's about time now that we have some good ideas. We probably just need to implement. Every organization has knowledge management within it. There is a law that requires a knowledge management strategy in the Chief Human Capital Officers Act, which is part of the Homeland Security Act. So that is a requirement. A lot of folks don't know it. And yet, we are still seeing people going, we need knowledge management, whatever it is, to help us improve what we're doing. So I think it's just about time now to act.